Hello and welcome to Real Chat with Kat, the podcast dedicated to igniting your entrepreneurial spirit and empowering you to conquer new horizons. In this podcast, we chat with inspiring entrepreneurs on their journey to success through some amazingly insightful and expansive conversations. These episodes thrive on thought-provoking chats where our guests fearlessly explore their path to success, sharing their experiences, failures, and triumphs. No topic is off limits as we deep dive into the talked about and not so talked about pieces it takes to build a business, overcome limiting beliefs, deal with personal struggles, and everything in between that shapes our lives and our businesses. I'm your host, Kat Polsonelli, creator and founder at The Lotus Effect, where we believe that success is not just about strategies and tactics, it's about cultivating a powerful mindset and creating customized business operations that align with you and your true purpose. Whether it's mastering time management, improving productivity, enhancing leadership skills, or simply fostering a growth-oriented mindset, we'll provide you with the tools and strategies to flourish in both your business and personal life. I'm so excited to have you join us today in this episode, so get ready to feel empowered and inspired as we learn together and from one another on how to rise above challenges, break through limitations, and unlock our full potential. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, and thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of Real Chat with Kat. I am super excited to have you here with us today, and I have a wonderful guest that I get to bring to you guys. So, Felicia, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today. I am so excited to have you here with us.
I am just thrilled to be here. Yeah, thank you, Kat.
You are so welcome. So everybody meet Felicia Searcy. And I think that I said that the Tennessee Southern way, but I'll let you introduce yourself and please do us all a favor and tell us, you know, who you are, what it is that you do, and what got you into your space.
Yeah, so I really appreciate the question. So I am Felicia Searcy and I, you know, consider myself a dream life activator. So what I do, you know, I would imagine, especially as you work on mindset, Kat, that people understand the importance of mindset, you know, that they've heard about the law of attraction. Many of you all may listen to Abraham. And what I do is I help you come to a deeper understanding of the invisible side of our results, that people often talk about raising your vibration in order to manifest. And what I want people to do, you know, the thing that I really support people with is going deeper and understanding that that desire, that dream that you have, that's bringing you to listen to this podcast and to follow Kat and work with Kat, is that that desire is actually inspired by this life force energy that animated you, that created you, and that we have been given this amazing, indescribable capacity to create. And that the desire is actually life's way of waking you up to more of your ability, more of your magnificence. And so we go beyond raising your vibration for the sake of manifestation to understanding that you're actually being used as an instrument, and to come to a deeper understanding of what is it to translate and converse with these this invisible substance and the invisible side of our results in order for you to grow even more into that higher version of yourself that's a match for your desire, so you can make the impact that you're here to make as you live the life that you would love, that you are created to live. So that's a those are a lot of words. Talk about what I do, but it's going deeper into understanding the invisible side of our results, going back beyond the surface of manifesting the car or the parking lot and raising your vibration just for manifestation, and really understanding that it's a deep, holy, divine conversation.
I love that.
Being invited into. Yeah. And that's where real transformation, and that's where real impact happens. So, so how I got into this. And so, you know, like many of us, I grew up in a dark environment. Both my parents, sorry about that. Oh my gosh. I forgot that I was having somebody come in. you know, both my parents struggled with mental illness. My mother struggled with addiction. So a lot of violence, you know, a lot of unpredictability, you know, no sense of safety. And I developed a worldview that the world was not a safe place. This thing called God was out to get me, kind of thing, that it was, you know, you stay below the radar. Don't ask for too much. Make sure that you're not doing anything that you can't take care of on your own. And so that became my life orientation, right? And that's how I was interacting with this life force energy. And my life reflected it, that, you know, it was hard. I was desperate. There was a deep sense of unworthiness. I didn't really expect much from life. And I just reached the point where I just felt such a sense of despair that it's like, if this is all there is, I don't know that I even want to go on. And for many of us, right, that there's that moment, whether it's, you know, basically the bottom of the barrel for me, or even just more, you know, like a higher level, quote, bottom, that there's a spark that gets ignited where it's this, wow, there is more, right? And I know I'm meant for more. And in that moment, mm-hmm. you don't really know for what or how to change it. But there's something that wakes up where now you, there's like a portal that opens up and you become open to being guided in a different direction. And this is when I got introduced to this, that there is an invisible side to our lives and that there are these immutable laws that actually govern our results. And when we learn to intentionally work with them, because we're always working with them, right? They're always at work. And we mm-hmm. learn to intentionally work with them. Now we have the capacity, we have dominion over how we're interacting with life, and that we actually have the ability to work with this energy and organize it in a way that reflects a life that we're worthy of, where we're bringing our highest impact. And so I got introduced to it. I grabbed hold of it for everything I was worth. I discovered just the depth of worthiness in myself and others. I came to a deep place of appreciation for both my parents. You know, we were talking about this year, you know, my mother made her transition at the beginning of January, and there was just such peace with that, which I'm very grateful for. And I got to have a telescope to see where I was. You know, I built out a business where less than 10% crossed the six-figure mark, that my company generates millions of dollars, helping people around the world. We live in a place that we love, great relationship with my husband of 37 years. And we've been together for 37 years, married for 35. The thing that I want everybody to hear is that the results are great. And the results are simply a reflection of the inner awakening of this even more magnificent being that you are created to be. And that as you step into that, your world organizes accordingly. And the real gift is who you've become in the process. And so this is what I'm up to.
I love that there's so many things that we can unpack, but here's one thing I definitely want to touch on is I do feel like a lot of us, myself included, we get in this space of woe is me, this sucks, nothing's going to change. And you do hit this rock bottom spot.
Yeah.
The difference is making the decision of this is all that it's ever going to be, so I give up, or I refuse to allow it to continue to be this way, and how the hell can I change it, right? And it is when you ultimately make that inner decision that I feel like that piece that you're talking about, that awakeness that pops up, is where that comes from. Because then that is where you're like, okay, I don't know what the hell is about to happen, what's going to change, but I know that it can be different. And sometimes that's all that we need, is the trust in ourselves to know that it can be done differently, to allow us to just start to see things different than how we were seeing it before. And I think that a lot of us get caught up in this, myself included. You know, when I first started learning about law of attraction and manifestation, and people are like, you just feel into it. I was like, what the hell does that even mean? What is that even, like, that doesn't even make any sense. But now that I look back on it, like you said, with that telescope, I love yeah. that. I can pick out moments where I maybe didn't notice it in that moment, but I notice it now that, like, there was a slight shift
yeah.
in just how I felt. And that is what we need to work on reconnecting to, is
yeah.
the emotions, the feelings that we do have and the feelings we want to have, because that is where you make those connections that then connect you to, you know, what we do consider these laws of attraction or these invisible laws that are out there. And while a lot of us, again, myself included, we see it as, but I have to have control, which means I have to be the one telling it what to do. I will tell you that the ultimate control is letting go and being open to what is coming your way. That is the ultimate control.
Well, it's the ultimate surrender, right? So let me back up a few paces. And so when you said that, you know, you have to come to a place where you trust yourself,
mm-hmm.
I want to suggest that there's actually some steps before that.
Okay.
Because I didn't have evidence that I could trust myself, right? But what I learned, and I think this is the piece that you're speaking to, Kat, and it's coming to, and it's understanding that the laws are not out there. It's here, right? That it's not somewhere out there. It's us. And we're continually engaging with them. We're continually in a relationship, in a dynamic with this invisible substance. And so the thing that was the eye opener for me, before I could learn to trust myself, so to speak, and I still, it's not a matter of trusting myself. It's really coming to understand that there are these laws at work. Whether I know about them, whether I believe them, whether I understand them, these laws are at work. Just like gravity, you know, think about it. Gravity is not going to stop working just because you have a toddler who doesn't mm-hmm. understand gravity and heads for the stairs. It's why we put baby gates up, right? Because we realize that they don't have the understanding of gravity. They haven't come to the level of maturity to have a grasp and experience, an intellectual understanding and experience of gravity. We're like infants, that we have these laws, but the universe is not putting baby gates up for us, right? And so the first thing that really struck me was that, wow, we have been given the gift of having these laws, that we as conscious beings can now begin to work with them. And the way we work with them is unlocking the power of this faculty of our imagination and intentionally guiding our imagination. Now, the thing that, which will then generate the feelings, right? It's like, how do we even generate these feelings? We have mm-hmm. two superpowers, and these are the things that we have control over. We have control over the images that we show across the movie screen of our mind, in the words of Joseph Murphy, and we have control over the feelings that we generate. Most people don't understand this, and even fewer people understand the power of this. And so when you're in the thick of it, right? When you're in the thick of something, there's that gravitational pull to use our imagination in a way that terrorizes ourselves, because we think if we can stack all the potential dangers, then we can figure out how to avoid the danger. The trust comes in understanding that the power lies in the conversation between the imagination, which activates the nervous system, and it's actually impacting and affecting this invisible energy as the organizing principle for our lives. So the trust in me is believing that I have the ability to learn this. And then I have the ability to consciously choose images that are life-giving in the moment, especially when things seem at their darkest, and then it's actually going to make a difference. This is actually doing something. That's the granular application. People want to believe it. They come in situations like this. It's like, oh my gosh, I believe that. I manifested a house 10 years ago, not realizing you've manifested everything in between now and 10 years ago. It's believing the intentionality of it. And when your world is giving you evidence otherwise, that's the thing for us to learn to trust. The law, the power that gave us the law, our vision that we have been given, and then our ability to learn and hold steady state long enough and sustained enough for the energy to organize accordingly.
Oh, I love that. It's such beautifully put. And you're right. There is that moment of not really knowing to trust yourself. So I have to pull this piece that you said, which is you couldn't trust yourself because you didn't have the images or the system to show the evidence. There we go. That was the word I was looking for. You didn't have the evidence to show yourself that it could be done. That has been a huge piece in my healing and my learning journey, is reconstructing what my brain did believe, whether it's beliefs that came from my family, beliefs that came from my upbringing, situations that I was constantly stuck in, like my abuse, and choosing to say, yeah, that's old and that isn't the way it needs to be. Here's what's actually happened lately. This is the new truth. And I don't think a lot of people understand that we ultimately get to choose the truths and the beliefs that we see, because it's so pushed on us that everybody else in the society and everything around us has the answers.
Well, and what I love about your vision, right, giving yourself permission to step back and work with the most powerful question that we can work with, which is what would I love, is that that then begins to inform the person who's living that life. What does that person believe? And the thing that I bring people back to ultimately over and over and over, simple but not easy, fundamentally believing that there is this invisible field that's responsive, it's creative, it's generative, and we're always in a conversation with it. That, you know, I taught special ed for years. In fact, you know, I taught there in Murfreesboro. I actually then taught school and taught at campus school there in Murfreesboro while I was there. Where was I going with that? Oh, I know where I was going with it. I taught special ed and then I taught third grade. And so for me, I needed simple, and I needed to bring, you know, pretty complex principles down into simplified, not watered down, but a simplified version where people could really grasp, you know, put their hands around it. And when we keep bringing it back to the law, just keep bringing it back, there is a field that is responsive to our images, our feelings. It is, we are the organizing principle. That's why I said it's not out there somewhere. We are the organizing principle. And as we dedicate, actually, I'm going to use the word devote, that there's nothing more important that we can devote ourselves to, and in terms of understanding these laws, then we can become more directed, more intentional, more defined. And the conversation that we are having with this invisible substance, as we're working with these laws, to then own the images that bring us alive, let those be the loudest voice in our head, in the word of Joe Dispenza, in order to give this energy a consistent organizing pattern around which to form, which then creates our results. And so one of the things that, you know, people will often come to me and, you know, wondering where their blocks are, and, you know, that they, you know, they're wanting to go back and trying to figure this out. And I'm a big believer in healing. I mean, absolutely, we need to do that. And at some point, it really just comes down to, there are patterns. I have patterns of organization that the energy has organized up to this point, because this is how I have seen myself. I have been divinely given a desire that I now form into a dream that's wanting to express through me in a bigger, bolder, more magnificent way in the form of my life, which is now inviting me into a higher version of myself. And as I work with that fundamental, I am the images that I'm holding, the way I see myself activates the feeling tone, which is the vibration. Over and over and over, that becomes the organizing principle for this energy, and there are my results. And so the evidence, this is how we stack the evidence. I'm working with a vision. I'm working with this identity. Things start changing. Start stacking the evidence that things are changing, even if it's just a sprout. And then the work is the mastery. I don't necessarily like the word work. The mastery is to learn how to accommodate yourself to allow a greater degree of good into your life, where it's not a single manifestation, but that it actually now becomes your new routine, that you've literally lived, moved into a whole new country, so to speak, a dynamic. And so things are changing and you are supporting your nervous system. You're supporting your identity along the way to be able to welcome those changes and integrate them as a now a normal part of your life. So it's so basic, but not easy.
Yeah. And I love that you talk about, you know, as you're going through this, finding, you know, the little things, right? Those are what compound, those are what stack onto each other, because it's so easy for us to be looking for that huge transformation. And we forget that it takes all of the little steps in between. That is what gets us to that transformation that we are craving, that we are dreaming of, that we are wanting. You know, I mean, it's just like, if you think about it, if you are working on an old car, right? You don't just go, okay, and it's done, right? Like, you have this part and this part and this part. And sometimes you get a setback and sometimes you get two steps forward. It's like, oh, okay, well, that solved that problem. Like, but all of those little pieces and everything that you're fixing is, it is what renews and creates the car the way that you want it to be. And it's the same thing in your life as well. You have to be willing and open to celebrate and yes, to see all of the little pieces, no matter how small they may seem, because that is what creates that perception of, it is possible. Oh, it is happening, because you get to see all of those little pieces. And I know, like, for some people, for me in general, when I first started doing, I was like, this is stupid and it's weird and I don't like it and I don't get it. You know, but it's funny, because now I am the one that can go and take a walk in the woods somewhere. And I'm like, oh, look at the mushrooms. Oh, look at this little flower. Oh, look at this. And my husband's like, and I'm like, I notice all of the small things, because all of the small things in nature is what makes it beautiful. And it compounds to create this beautiful overview that we take pictures of and we get to see. But if you think about it, it's all of these little pieces that are what create that scene that we tend to see.
What I love, that the example that you're using with nature. So, you know, use the word fix. The thing that I help people understand, there's nothing to fix, right? Mm. We're at the highest level of awareness. The dream is just asking us into a higher version of ourselves. And so there's no fixing. It's an expansion. We're expanding into a greater version of ourselves. And what I love about the example of nature is that, you know, what I'll often talk about is that, you know, the thing I love about Tennessee, when I lived in Tennessee, were the big trees. I'm in Arizona now, right? And so we have, you know, I have a saguaro cactus. I think we have like 25, 30 on our property. And if you've ever been in the Sonoran Desert, it's the only place that have saguaro cactus. We have these cacti with these multiple arms. They're like 150, 200 years old, right? That you will not see one come to fruition in your lifetime. So if you see a little sprout, so like a maple tree there in Tennessee or saguaro cactus, where I am, you know, think about, you know, when a sprout starts growing, You don't look at the sprout and stomp on the sprout and say, I don't want a sprout. I want a sorrel cactus or I want a maple tree. You nurture that sprout, right? And so it's the same thing with us, is that we have this vision of ourselves. Like, you know, you have a vision of yourself. You have a vision of where you want to go, what you want to create, you know, what's you know, unfolding now, even as we speak. And then we have our current circumstances. And along the way, there, like you're talking about, there are pieces, there are expansions. And what happens is that people look at it and it may not be to the degree that they want. So they want to stomp on it, say, oh, this isn't it. All I can see is the gap, not realizing that, no, this is the sprout. I have to nurture. I have to pour into the sprout and celebrate the sprout, knowing that this is what it looks like along the way. This is what it looks like as it's all coming together. That's mastery. It's mastery to recognize it as evidence of your upward progression and not dismiss it or denigrate it because you haven't crossed, you know, the gap that we're talking about from where you are to where you want to be, that this is what it looks like as you're crossing that gap. This is what it looks like as it's all coming together. That's a master skill that requires ongoing attention and practice and study, you know, learning this. And I know that this is what you work on. I mean, the way that you shared this, Kat, this is what you work on with people, which is why we need people outside of ourselves, right? That when you work with people, they give you the greatest privilege when they give you access to their thinking. So you're able to catch it in the moment when they're wanting to slide down that slippery slope of not enoughness, and to be able to, you support them and being able to honor and celebrate, this is along the way. This is, it's all coming into fruition. And this is a part of it along the way. And that is, you work with people, you know, not only putting their operations together, but to be able to be a match for that bigger company when, with the work that you do with mindset, you know, that you're helping them really acknowledge and celebrate the progression the way.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, Felicia. Now, for our listeners out there that have been following this and are like, okay, this sounds great, but I really don't know what you're talking about. I would love your take on what you would tell someone that is starting to kind of get this feeling of like, yeah, I want to see things differently. I want to think of things differently. But whatever this law of attraction, whatever this invisible force is you're talking about, I don't understand and it doesn't make sense. Where would you start someone out? How could you help them understand to give them a little bit of insight to start just dipping their toe into our world?
So that's a really great question. And I mean, there's so much out there, right? Yeah. You know, you can go to my website and, or, you know, my business Facebook page. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because every week I do a live video where I walk you through this. You know, some of the quintessential books, the ones that I go to are the classics, you know, things like Think and Grow Rich, you know, Napoleon, you know, everybody, well, I don't know that everybody, but a lot of people have heard of the movie and then the book, The Secret.
Yeah.
That book and movie was actually based on one of the best explanations of these laws called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. And he wrote that back in 1907. And so, you know, there's another woman by the name of Genevieve Baran, Your Invisible Power. She wrote a book describing visualization back in 1915, 1916. So everything that has come since then, those are the origins, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, of course, there's a history going back and there's that reverberation. And so, you know, I would just encourage you, you know, come to my website or come to my Facebook profile where I've got videos or blog articles. And, you know, just start studying, Just pick up a book and start reading. Borrow our belief. Hook into my belief, hook into Kat's belief, even that there's a part of you that's skeptical right now. There's a part of you that's here resonating with this because you're recognizing there's that part in you that's still here. You're still listening. You know, you're following Kat, that's resonating. You feel yourself coming alive in the presence of it. Even though that there's a part of you that's skeptical, listen to the part of you that's leaning in and start feeding that part with the plethora of information that's out there, realizing that you're going to have the skeptical part, and just experiment with it. Do a 90-day experiment. Start doing some study. You can come into my world, and, you know, I've got a whole process of meditation that I would be more than happy to share as a gift, instructions on how to write a vision, a daily practice. Work with that. Give it a 30-day, 60-day experiment and just see what happens with it. So suspend the skepticism long enough just to experiment with it.
I love experimenting too. I love that you use that because, you know, when I first stepped into the realm, that was my whole thing was, this sounds crazy. This makes no logical sense. By the way, most of what you end up finding out and learning is your logic is a very small part of what you do in order to get to the things that you want to get to. But the experimenting, or what I consider challenging myself to see something different, challenging myself to just see if it's a possibility, was a huge one. And I'd love to add to that as well, that when you are experimenting or you are reaching out or you are kind of trying to just figure things out. One, if it tells you you're going to make $100,000 or more in 24 hours, it's bullcrap. If it tells you that you can manifest a car in the next couple of days or month or whatever, it's bullcrap. Yes, I understand that those can happen. And when you are just dipping your toe into something like this, where you're trying to think from a completely different perspective, those get rich quick schemes, those solve your problems in 3 days stuff is a lie. And we all know that because we've been there and we've realized the things we've had to go through in order to now see the abundance piece of it. So you have to be willing to be in this for the long haul. So that's my first bit of advice. And my second one is, you know, like Felicia was saying, when you feel that part of you kind of leaning in, those are the pieces you want to start with and take away. If you really hear something or you read something and all of it feels really icky and just really off, then maybe that isn't necessarily where you should start, right? Because I did that in the beginning. I went down this rabbit hole, and what happened was I went down everybody's rabbit hole, and I was looking for the get rich quick schemes. I was looking for the fix my problems in 24 hour things. Like, I was looking for that because I wanted it to be done and over with, right? But in the process of elevating and up-leveling in your life, you have to be willing to understand that while, yes, there are some things that can, what we would call quantum leap you to a completely different place in your life, you need to understand that that is not what life is about. And that's not what this journey is about. And you have to be willing to walk through the mud to finally get to the clear waters.
Yeah, and understanding... walking through the mud, it doesn't necessarily have to be walking through the mud. You know, that my experience has been, there's a rigor required, right? And I think that's what you're speaking to, Kat. You know, that there's the part of you that wants to go forward, and then there's always going to be that gravitational pull back to the familiar. And so the mud can be shifting away from that, right? And the more you understand these laws, which is why I keep bringing people back to study. You know, I have studied with the same person for 13 years. I go to her resources, and it's now actually coming up on 14 years, because I so appreciate the way that she breaks it down in her depth of understanding and transmission. And this is what I seek to do. I've had people with me that have been studying with me for, you know, 6, 7, 8 years, you know, because they resonate with how I approach it, what I bring, and my own commitment to my own continued growth and evolution in this, that I don't bring them my 2023 learning, that I stay on my own growing edge in order to continue to bring an even deeper understanding and a conveying of my conviction and my understanding of it, my awareness of it. And so the mud is the shifting in the moment, right? It's being mm-hmm. in the middle of it, wanting to get pulled back to, you know, is this going to work? What am I doing? Working with it long enough to let it prove itself to you. And I so appreciate it. Not overnight. You know, we have decades. I obviously have a lot more decades than you do. I'm almost 64, but I have decades of doing things in a certain way. Those neural pathways are just so rutted, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're literally shifting our nervous system, our neural pathways. And so to understand the rigor that's involved and the dedication that's involved to study, understanding, and working with the vision that there's going to be a big part of you that is not going to believe it. And the work, the mastery, is to bring that along. That's why you have somebody outside of you, like Kat. That's why you join communities of like-minded partners in believing. Because, you know, when your belief fades, you can hook into somebody else's belief and borrow their belief. You know, borrow my belief right now. Borrow Kat's belief. Mm-hmm. So, and things can happen quickly. And it's the sustaining. Right? It's the sustaining piece that it's not just a matter of manifesting the car. It's being the person for who that feels worthy of that car and that can sustain that, that new level of awareness and identity. That's where the real transformation happens.
Mm, yeah. I love that wholeheartedly. And it's being okay with your journey, not the comparison of what others' journeys are.
Yeah.
That's a huge
comparison despair.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, no one really knows anybody else's full journey because we all get to pick and choose the bits and parts of our journey that we want to share. And so it's really easy to collapse timelines and leave a bunch of stuff out so that we can focus on the things that we're proud of, right? And I see that a lot. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I do think that a lot of people get stuck in, well, they went through this, but it looks like they went right here like 2 years later. Well, what's wrong with me? And it's like, but that's not your journey. And you maybe got 25% of what their journey actually was, right? And we have to remember that we are getting bits and pieces of what people have gone through and where they are at now. And so we have to fill those in with our own pieces to create our own journey.
Yeah, I call it comparing your insides to somebody else's outside.
I love that.
Yeah, I didn't come up with that. I don't remember. I mean, I've heard it from a number of different people, but yeah, to not compare our insides to somebody else's outside and to really honor your journey. You know, it's interesting with my business journey that, you know, I'm in a cohort and I've gone through like this official coaching training with people. And there are a couple people that far surpassed me. And when I look at my background is I was a teacher, I was a minister, I did not necessarily have a business background. I'm really good at teaching. I mean, this is my superpower. It's what I've done since I came out of the womb, right? We all have our superpowers. Business has been a growing edge for me. And so I've had to really honor, and I, you know, now have an amazing, and I've had some really great coaches along the way. And I have just this breathtakingly amazing executive coach that I invest highly in because I'm deeply committed. My mission is 1 million lives on purpose in 10 years. And so, you know, honoring what you do bring, knowing where the gaps are, and we have no idea how long the gestation period is of our learning curve and then coming into the identity that allows this new dynamic consistently and routinely mm-hmm. in our life.
Yeah, definitely. And I love that so much. And it brings such a good point that, like, no matter where you are currently at, no matter your current age, you always have the ability to redirect and choose the path that you want to continue taking.
Yeah. You know, I was walking, I was driving downtown Tucson, and we're a pedestrian town, you know, a lot of, especially during the winter, you know, people are out, in the middle of the day. Doesn't happen so much during the summer. But I was just watching all of these people stopping at a stoplight. And I was watching all these people, you know, milling around, and it just struck me the potential just in that group of people and how few people really understand how breathtakingly powerful we are. And even fewer people dedicate the time to learning how to unlock that power and put it in service to a life that they love, knowing that's their highest contribution. That's the way we serve the highest. And it's not so much what we do, but it's what we discover and who we become. That's the real gift. That's the real gift.
Yeah. Oh, so many good things. I'm like, sorry, you guys, I could go on for hours on this kind of conversation. But Felicia, as we come to a close, I can't thank you enough for the beautiful insight and really breaking it down for others to be able to understand it at a beginning level, because so many people do want to talk about it and teach it, but the words that they use just miss those that are kind of on the fence, right? And so one of the things that I always ask all of my guests toward the end is, do you happen to have a quote or piece of advice you'd like to leave the audience with?
Yeah, it's interesting. Somebody else asked me about a quote. You probably don't want the quote. We're talking simplified, you know, or you know, for beginners, because it's a quote by Thomas Troward. Who was a prolific metaphysical writer back at the turn of the last century. So I'm not going to give you the quote, but I am going to leave you this.
Okay.
Understand that desire is not your desire, that there is a life force energy that created you. I don't care what you call it. There's something beyond just us in the physical form that animated you, that breathed you into existence and longs for you to discover even more of who you are created to be, what you're capable of, what life is meant to be, and that your desire is your gift and the journey, the path to discover this about yourself. So receive that desire as a gift rather than something to torture you. And that as you step into your desire, you're actually stepping into this holy conversation with this infinite intelligence, which is the foundation for everything.
Oh,
and that's
so
basically
beautiful.
A summary of the quote.
Well, see, then you got to kind of have to bring the quote in anyway. Oh my gosh, Felicia, thank you so much, because that is beautiful, and there's so much power behind that as well. So, you know, one thing we have to do is, you know, I know that people are going to want to connect with you. So tell us, how can people find you? How can they connect with you? How can they be in your world?
Yeah. So a couple of ways, obviously go to my website, FeliciaCersei.com. And I have a gift if I can,
yes.
You know, to share a gift. It's, you know, I alluded to it earlier where I've created a full on, vision package where I've written out the instructions to understand the art and the science of visioning. I've created a vision meditation to really listen deeply to what is coming alive through you. And then I've created a daily practice, so you know what to do with the vision once you've got it, that helps you really come into all of the things that we've talked about. So if you want that, it's FeliciaCersei.com/spiritual success. FeliciaCersei.com/spiritual success. Go grab that, and then you'll get notifications. You know, as you have that, you'll get notifications for other things that I've got coming up that you can join us in.
Oh, I love that. Yes. And of course, we'll make sure we have all that information in the show notes. We'll make it super easy so you can go and find that. Felicia, thank you so much, because that is a beautiful gift, especially for those that are starting on this journey and looking for a little bit more of a simplified direction, because there is so much information that's out there. So I can't thank you enough for being a guest today and sharing all of this knowledge.
Ah, my joy, Kat. Thank you. And just keep up the really amazing good stuff that you're doing in the world.
Oh, thank you so much. And to everybody else out there, I hope you got some amazing takeaways and at least realize that no matter where you are at, no matter what is going on, you do have the ability to shift it. There's just a couple of things involved to kind of get you on that. And you have to want that change to get started in this journey. So I hope you got some amazing, amazing notes from this. We'll have all the information in the show notes so you can find Felicia's information and get her beautiful gift that she's giving to you guys. And don't forget, until next time, do one thing positive for someone each and every day and see the difference that it makes in your life. So until next time, have a fantastic day.
Hello again, and thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today. If you enjoyed this episode and it brought tons of value, we ask that you please share, like, and subscribe. Your support means the world to us and helps us to reach even more inspiring entrepreneurs who can benefit from these powerful conversations. If you haven't already, be sure to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, as this feedback is an amazing gift that fuels our growth and helps us to continually improve this podcast. Looking for an extra dose of inspiration and empowerment? Then be sure to connect with me on social media. You can find me at The Lotus Effect, where I share valuable resources and tips while sharing my own journey of being an entrepreneur. And if you're interested in learning more about my coaching programs and services, be sure to check out my website at the-lotus-effect.com. Once again, thank you so much for being a part of Real Chat with Kat. Your presence and support makes all the difference. Remember, whether you find yourself in the depths of the mud or on the path of growth, we all have a unique journey. And just like the lotus, some of us start in the dirtiest of mud, yet as we rise and grow, we blossom into something beautiful, unique, and truly one of a kind. To all of my visionaries out there, keep rising and growing as you create your own Lotus Effect.